Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm going to read you a story because I just actually got approval and I'm recording. And this story was brought to me by a listener who said that I really need to read this story. So I think this story was posted in the incest subreddit. So hopefully you read the tags, because if you don't like incest, then you shouldn't listen to this. So this is a series of posts that was written by user Bathing My Son. So u/bathingmyson. And this first story was posted 8 months ago, and she has been consistently updating. So we have a pretty good list of audios. I mean, we have a pretty good list of stories to read for audio. This first story is, or this first post is called, "I've Been Helping My Son Bathe." Hey there. I found this community because of recent happenings at my house and for somewhere to turn for advice on my situation. I have two sons, one who lives with me and the other with his girlfriend. Their father is long gone out of the picture. I've basically raised them by myself for the last 15 years. Recently, my 21-year-old got a motorcycle, much to my dismay. And last week he fell off of it. He's generally okay, a few minor broken bones and some road rash, but nothing that's threatening or permanent. No nights in the hospital or anything like that, but it has left him slightly incapacitated and needing my help to do day-to-day tasks. One thing he's been really struggling with has been washing himself, since turning and moving are struggle for him. I got him some body wipes when leaving the hospital, since that's what the nurses recommended. But he can't really reach all that far, and told me last week he was struggling with it. This sort of leads me to the point of this post. After about the second day home and seeing how hard it was for him to wash, I offered to help him to give him a bath. He said no at first, but nearly immediately retracted, since he realized he needed help, and there was no one else who was going to give it to him. The first few nights, he wore briefs to cover himself. But on Monday, as he was getting undressed, he made a comment about it feeling weird getting in the bath with clothes on. I offhandedly said it would be okay if he got undressed, as I was rummaging through the cupboard, but turning back around, I saw he had already dropped his briefs and was jumping into the tub. I was a little shocked at first, but quickly went into mom mode and didn't mention it. We finished the bath, and I left him in the bathroom to get dressed again, but I had to lean against the door for a moment, catching my breath as a reaction from what had just happened. The next night, he asked if he could be naked again, and I agreed. This time, not quite as shocked, so I wasn't as flustered, as I got a good look at his body, eyeing him for longer than what would be considered normal. He was obviously clean-shaven around his genitals before he came off his bike. I noticed that he had a slight stubble from the pubic hair that was starting to grow back. This feels so weird to say, but he has quite a large penis. Not huge, but definitely on the bigger side. This whole week, I've been washing him, and now we don't even mention the nakedness. He just strips off in front of me and lays back, waiting for me to bathe him. Last night, I watched him get an erection for the first time when I leaned over to bathe his stomach. But neither of us said anything. I stared right before catching myself and looking away. But I know he saw. We didn't talk about it, and he didn't apologize. Not that he should, but we just continued with the bath. So here's the thing. I could be delving too deeply into this, but I think he wanted me to see him naked, which is why he asked to take off his briefs. And admittedly, I was curious for the same. I'll be bathing him just the same tonight, as my head has been kind of running in circles all week. I guess this is just a bit of a vent too, but any advice is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening. This is the second story, or a continuation. Hey, so there's an update on what happened with tonight's bath. Thanks for all of your comments, giving me some stuff to think about and maybe context into what's happening. A lot of you suggested that I wear clothes or a robe that shows some cleavage to see how he reacts. After some consideration into this, I thought that was a good idea. So I went with a long-sleeve V-cut shirt. With the robe I have, it's difficult to keep together when I'm doing anything, and I think it would be a bit much for the moment. I'm still not convinced that he's had any thoughts like I've been having, so the long sleeves were part of a plan that I had to find out. When it was the bath time after dinner, I followed him into the bathroom, and he started to strip down, stepped into the water, and lay back, ready. We were just chatting normally as I started on his arm with the washer, just like yesterday, as if on cue. When I moved down to his stomach, my breasts were hanging over his legs. I saw him staring at them and watched his penis grow fully erect. I couldn't bring myself to say anything about it, but he saw me looking at it again. By this stage, the talk had dried up, and the only sounds were splashing water and our breathing. But boy, the tension was thick. He still can't roll over that well, as it hurts him, so I've just been reaching underneath him to get to his back. I moved around to the side and reached my arms down under the water, slightly and gently rubbing his back. He noticed the top I was wearing was getting wet and said, "Don't get your top wet on the account of me, Mom. Are you sure you're okay doing this wearing that? What choice do I have, really? I mean, I could change, but we're nearly done." I mean, he paused, as if thinking about the best way to say what he was thinking. "You could change or just take it off. I really don't care, honestly. Only if you want to, though. You're wearing a bra, so it wouldn't be that weird," he stammered out. Plan worked. I know he's interested. I tried to maintain composure and play the loving mother, but my stomach was doing backflips and my heart beating so fast. I thought about it for a second, considering whether or not I should, but my mind went blank, and I stood up in front of him. "I guess you're right. It's only you after all." He didn't say anything. He just stared at me with his floating erection. And I took my top off in front of him. I definitely saw his cock twitch when I did that, which excited me a little bit, but I kept my mom face. I got back down and dipped my arms under the water, and my boobs were so close to him when I was down there. I looked up to see him staring at them, but I just let him gape at them while he finished his bath. After we were done, he stood up. I helped him dry his back a little bit, picked up my top, and was about to leave him to get dressed when he said, "Mom?" "Yes." I turned to face him. "I just wanted to say thank you for the help this week. I don't think I said it properly yet." "Oh, baby, it's my pleasure, honestly. I know you'd do the same for me." "Maybe I would," he laughed. "But really, thank you." He walked toward me for a hug. He was still naked, so I did not expect this. But I took him into an embrace and felt his dick press just a little against my exposed stomach. He tried to keep his crotch from me, from doing that. But with it hard, contact was inevitable. "Now go get dressed," I said, pulling away from him. So yeah, I found out a lot tonight and went a little further than I expected. It confirmed he wants more to do with me than I'd been thinking. Oh gosh, I enjoyed that a lot too. I'm going to go on to the third story because it's so good. Looks like this third post was a couple days later. "Hey there, back with what happened during tonight's bath. No update yesterday, as he was asleep pretty early after having some painkillers, so we didn't get a chance to wash. We did tonight, though. I got some really helpful comments from the last post regarding things I could possibly do to escalate the situation. It seems like he's interested in me from how the last bath went, and him being okay with me taking my top off in front of him, so I was feeling more confident going in tonight. Less nervous, anyway. Some of you mentioned the possibility of showering him, which I think will be viable as soon as he's healed, but for tonight, we'll stick with another bath. I wore a long-sleeve shirt again, so I'd have the excuse not wanting to get it wet and take it off. When it was time, I followed him to the bathroom and watched him strip off. He was still soft at this point. This time, however, before getting in, he looked at my shirt and shocked me a bit by saying, 'Do you just want to take that off now? Saves you doing it later.' I think you're right. You don't mind if I do, do you?" I said. "Not at all. Just be comfortable." "Okay, sure. I'm glad you're okay with this, sweetie," I replied while gripping my top, pulling it up, revealing my breasts and the bra, and he got into the bath ready for me. I watched his penis grow again as I knelt down beside him, and we chatted about nothing really for a while as I cleaned his chest and arms. The whole time, I saw him staring at my chest. Following my boobs with his eyes, I navigated his body, eventually moving to his back without fear of getting the sleeves wet. I had my eyes glued to his erection, and he saw me staring but didn't say anything or seem embarrassed, so I felt confident he was okay with that. Something came over me, and we were just about finished. Maybe it was just me wanting to push things a little further, and I decided to talk about his penis with him. "It's totally normal, by the way." "What is?" he said, a bit confused about what I was talking about. "Your erection." "I know, Mom. You're okay with that I'm hard, right?" "I'm fine with it. In fact, I'm a little impressed," I stammered out. "At what? My cock?" Yeah, it's quite big. You should be very proud of it." My heart was racing so fast. "Thanks, Mom," sort of laughing me off. "Actually, just while we're talking about it, because I didn't bathe yesterday, it was a little dirty. You wouldn't," he started clamming up. "Wouldn't what?" "You wouldn't mind maybe, I don't know, washing it tonight, would you? I promise it won't be weird." Oh, fuck. He just asked me for it. This was sooner than I expected, but I kept my mom face on. I can't help smiling. "No, of course not. I don't mind, baby. You're lucky to have me. Don't you forget it." I was up by his head, so I leaned down over him, my boobs hanging just above his chest. With both hands, I started lathering his penis. I felt it grow slightly, and he let out almost a silent moan when I touched it. I wanted so badly to just start jerking him off, but I restrained myself, settling for just a wash. "On second thought," I said, "maybe I'm lucky to have you. This is quite the penis you've got." Thanks, Mom. This feels really, really good." I moved my hands from the tip to the base, getting into his balls, massaging and cleaning them with one hand while the other focused on his shaft. Without even thinking, my breathing increased, and he definitely noticed, but didn't say anything about it. I started washing the soap off by splashing it, but he put his hands on mine, helping me get it clean. It was a surreal moment, with his hands on mine, both of us touching his cock at the same time. And all done, I said, letting him go and turning to face him with a smile. Thanks so much, Mom. You're actually the best. Well, you're my son. If you need any help with anything, let me know and I'll see what I can do, I said, leaning back over him and giving him a little peck on his forehead. After he stood up and dried off, he came in for another hug and I obliged by holding him in a long embrace. I felt his penis touch my exposed stomach again, but just left it there, almost pushing myself against it before pulling away and letting him get dressed. So that was tonight. Holy fuck. I'm so excited by what happened. He asked me to touch him, so this is moving a lot faster than I expected, and I'm fully along with the ride now. So I'm going to end it here, and then I'll do another recording for the next 3 or 4 episodes.